Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arbi HaKashom, Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Bo'abasra, Daf Beis, starting the new Masechta, Masechas Bo'abasra. And to understand a little bit, the oimik, the depth of what Masechas Bo'abasra deals with, and what Masechas Bo'abasra is coming to fix, let's be ma'ayin a little bit in what is brought down in Divrei Rabbeinu. Some of it is very deep, but we'll try to connect it to our understanding. It's brought down in Chazal in Tikkuni Zohar that the word Bavel, the Bobo Kama, Bo Metzia, Bo Basra, Bavel is Reshetavis Bereshis Boro Elokim. What's the connection? What's the Shaykh has been Bereshis Boro Elokim in the Bavis? But the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to be Megale Gilu Hashem in the world. This whole world are called Boro Lichvoider, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the covet of Hashem. Up in Shemayim, there is Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no limitations. Once you come down to the world, there are some things that cause the Gilu of Hashem to be limited, not to be seen. As the Rishonim already say, that the word Oilam is Lashon Helem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nelam, is hidden in the world. The Avodas HaAdam is to go and to remove all these barriers, all these things that are covering HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and bring Gilu Hashem. These items that come to be master, to cover up the gilui of Hashem, the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, are called nizikin. Nizikin loshen hezek. Nizikin loshen shvira, something broken, something which is not correct. All the nizikin is when the world is not perfect and there's what to fix. Now, in Divrei Mekubalim is brought down that there's four worlds in this world. The worlds really means four dimensions. There's Olam HaAtzilus, that's the higher world, the higher dimension. That's the Gilui Shmoyis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kuli Ruchni, that's 100% spiritual. But then down in the world here, we have three other dimensions. We have Olam HaBriya. The Briya is where the Malachim are. That's where you have Ruchni, there's spiritual, but it's already belonging to the world. Then you have Olam HaYetzira. It's already another dimension. That's where human beings talk, speak, think, correspond. It's a world which human beings operate in, and it has a combination of physicality and spirituality. And then you have Olam HaAseya, the most physical world, where the animals are, where the items are. The lower the world is, the more physical the world is, the more Hester you have in the world, the less revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have. As Rabbi Maharal Chai Riki, the big Mekubal, the one wrote the Sefer Mishnas Chasidim, writes in the Sefer Hoin Oshu. In Olam HaAtzilus, everything is perfect. That's the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmoyis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing for us to fix. But once we come down to the lower world, to the lower dimensions, we have what to fix. And the Sefer Vayakal Moshe, written by another big Mekubal, he goes on to say, to connect the three worlds of Briya, Yetzira, Asiyah, where you have to fix and correct and bring revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to remove the Nezikin in that world. Connected there, we have three mesechtas that belong to Nezikin. We have Bobo Kama, Bobo Metzia, Bobo Basra. Bobo Kama fixes Olam HaBriya, the higher spiritual world. Bobo Metzia fixes Olam HaYetzira, the middle world. And Bobo Basra fixes the Olam HaAseya, the lower world. And to understand this a little better, the Vilna Gaon and Aderes Eliyahu Pashas Balak brings that Olam HaBriya is basically Kuloi Toiv. Kuloi Toiv means the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very easy to see. It's the place of Ruchnius. And there's very little to fix, but they still have to come in Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Olam HaYetzira is where you have both Toiv Vera. You have the fight between the good and the bad, between good and evil. And Olam HaAseya is Kulu Ra, it's all bad, which means all bad means not literally bad, but it means a place where you don't see the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at the physical world, it's basically almost impossible to see Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't search for it. And with these Hakdamos, we can go back to the Avyonis and Aibishis that we mentioned in the Masechet Bo HaMetzia. And Chelek Beis Yush Tzayin Yaris Dvash says Avyonis and Aibishis that connected Bo Mokama, Bo Metzia, Bo Abasa, we have Tzadikim, Beinunim, and Rishoyim. Bo Mokama is connected to Tzadik. Bo Metzia is connected to Beinuni. And Bo Abasa is connected to Rishoyim. He goes on to explain a little bit more, because Bo Mokama speaks about Odom Amazik, Odom Muad Loilam. Odom is judged for the most smallest thing that belongs to Tzadikim. Bo Metzia, Shtayim Oichsim Metalis. You have two sides. You have good and bad. That's the Beinoni. He's a little bit good, a little bit bad. He's trying to navigate between the good and the bad. And Bo'o Basro, that belongs to the Rishayim. It explains that Yoni Sinabish is a little bit, because that's how the Masechta starts with the Mechitza. You want to make a fence. It has to be a strong fence, as the right away the Gemara in Daf Beis. It cannot be a Mesipas Be'alma, a small fence. When you were trying to fight the Koyich HaSarah in the world, the tremendous Koyich HaSarah of the Rishayim, you need to have the strongest fence possible. It's brought down that usually it's better to go with Derech HaEmtza, the middle ground. But a Baal Tshuva wants to fix the bad, he needs to go to the edge, he needs to go to the extreme. So putting all that we learn together, we figure out Divrei Rabbi Seinu, that we have Bo'o Kamo, Bo'o Metzia, Bo'o Basra, they're all Bereishis, Bara Elokim, they're all coming to speak about the Giluyim of the bad in the world and how to fix them. Bo'o Kamo is connected to Mabriya, connected to Tzadikim, that's the places where it's easier to fix. Bo'o Metzia is connected to Beinim, is where you have more of a struggle. Bo'o Basra is the Mesechta that deals with the lowest and strongest Koiches and Neziki in the world, and that's what Bo'o Basra is coming to fix. And just to add to this, you know, in Masechet Bo'o Basra and Perek HaSfina, we have the Agatas of Rav Abachano, Shmei Hashem, who learned Bi'iyun Rav. It's the Agatas where all Soidis at Torah are hidden, as the Vilna Gaon explains, and as we will see. But what is the Agatas of Rav Abachano dealing with? We're talking about a Sfina, a boat who's going in the sea, and the Koiches of the sea, the waves, are coming to try to drown the Sfina. The Vilna Gaon explains, we talk about all Koiches Sarah in the world. Oilam Atoyu, the Oilam, where all the bad is. How do you navigate? How you're able to fight, to stand against all the koichas, all the powers of evil in this world? And according to what we're learning, that's so fitting from Masechet Bo'o Basra. Because Masechet Bo'o Basra is the tikkun of Oilam Asiyo, the tikkun of the lower world, the tikkun of the strongest nezikin that we have in the world, to come and bring Gilui Hashem to the lowest place possible. Be'ezer Hashem, we should have Siyata Dishmaya, to learn this Masechta well, and to bring all the tikkunim possible that are coming for this Masechta. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.